Om Shanti. So today we want to talk a little bit about the quality of contentment. I know it's a word that kind of signifies, or the connotation behind the word is to kind of lay back, or you know, be very passive about whatever you get in life is good enough, and you know, so you don't have to do anything more. But I'd like to take it up on a spiritual level, what the word means, contentment. I know when you look at it in a physical way, it's not a very attractive word, because obviously everyone has a desire to progress, everyone has ambitions, everyone has goals, and it's almost like saying no to all of those things. But what if we were to start with this whole idea that that as spiritual beings, you know, and we are all human beings, are all spiritual, by the way. So as spiritual beings, we're actually born with this quality of contentment, because we have all been endowed with or gifted with, you know, very, very unique qualities and abilities and even wisdoms and insights. And if we were to be totally in touch with all those attributes, how would life feel? Would we be contented, or would we be looking out for more things, or would we be happy? So let's play with this idea for a bit in terms of, you know, can we start with the idea of contentment and yet make progress in life, so to speak? And I believe, yes, as a person who has been practicing on some of the basic spiritual qualities for a while, I feel it's possible to move to a point of starting with contentment from the inside, you know, and yet look at the outside and perhaps even look at some of the imperfections and the mistakes and the way people are, and yet give them that time and space to be that way, but I'm okay with it, so to speak. In other words, it doesn't upset me, it doesn't, you know, feel like someone's really being rude to me, or it's something personal towards me, but they are who they are, and I am who I am, and I'm able to watch them from a distance, and I'm able to process it, and I'm able to be okay with it. Now, is that possible or not? I think it is. Especially if over a period of time we give ourselves this practice of what we say, you know, let's try to separate ourselves as spiritual beings from our physical surroundings and our physical events and activities and performances, and just assume that, you know, we want to get in touch with that spiritual core of the being. And it's a very beautiful, it's almost like you're in a little sphere, so you're like in a little bubble, a bubble of contentment, a sphere of contentment, and from there, looking out, you're seeing various things happening, and it's all, you know, making sense to you. You're making sense out of why or who or how it is, you know, the way it is, and yet you're okay with it. So I feel as times go on, and a lot of the things that we expect in life don't work out the way we expect them, we'll have to build this quality of contentment into our life. It's almost like a weapon we'll have to carry with us, just so that we, you know, don't become such so vulnerable, so to speak, or such a victim to what's happening on the outside, and to build that power of content. And what is more, I feel, is that, you know, when you start in that place, you actually have the power to transmit, you know, the same kind of feeling, the same kind of vibration, so to speak, even to the others who are not content. And so, you know, I'm sure everyone's come across someone in their life where they've been disturbed about something, but then when they meet someone else and who can give them that feeling that it's okay, they do feel okay, isn't it? And it's almost like it's not an intellectual conviction, but it's like someone's vibrations you're picking up, and you're able to feel also the same vibration. So I think as time goes on, we will, as people who are on a spiritual path, have to build this into our practice, where we are able to be in that space of contentment. And I was thinking of some very simple things, even if we are not spiritual, for example, even the habit, for example, of not comparing, right? You know, this age-old habit and a very, very notorious habit we have as human beings of looking at someone else and looking at myself and saying, oh, I don't have as much as the other person, right? Or this one's being treated this way and I'm not being treated so well. So I am I and that person is that person. So the habit of comparison sometimes takes us down to the, you know, into the to the stage of discontentment. And so if we can build into our lifestyle, you know, a few of these principles and practices where we are preventing this, you know, discontentment in our life, as I said, one of the things is to just practice this. The second thing I was thinking is that, you know how some people are, they're always looking at the positive side of things, even if 10 things are going wrong, but they will look at the thing that is going right. And you would almost think that, you know, are they living in the same reality? Are they living in the same world or what? But it just is so pleasant to be in the company of that person, and I'm speaking from experience, because, you know, the last thing that you want to is to, you know, hear your own voice reflect back to you, oh, it's terrible, oh, it's terrible, oh, it's terrible. And it only gets 10 times more terrible when the other person's just reflecting back to you that voice. So it's nice to have the company of a person, I think, who's able to remind us that, yes, of course it's terrible, but there's the other side to it, which is perhaps beautiful too, you know, or beneficial too. Maybe it's just a small fraction of it, but it's there. And so, you know, the habit of looking at something that is positive and appreciating that which is positive. And these are simple little things that we can build into life, and we can actually build it as a power, as a weapon, as a tool, to walk into a world or into an office or into the street where you see thousands of faces that are discontented, that are frowning, that are complaining, and yet, you know, you feel that you can actually make a difference when you walk out. And I do feel that this is really what the current times are telling us in terms of practical spirituality. You know, it's not about spirituality being on the top of the mountain and you being peaceful, but the contentment which actually is able to transform situations, the contentment that's able to transform feelings, the contentment that's able to transform our perception of things, you know. And so I would definitely say, you know, to be able to build this into our practice and taking it as a given that we are born with many, many treasures, you know, beautiful abilities inside, and all we need to do is just to take those few minutes to get in touch with that. And so perhaps we can do that just for a minute or so, where we are able to step inside that little bubble a bubble that holds a different feeling than the feeling of being in this physical world of haves and have-nots. But inside this bubble, I feel that I have everything that I could ever need or want. The wisdom, the power, the love, the attributes, the peace, and when something is going wrong outside, it is all the more the time for me to stay in this bubble, and from here look out and send out rays of deep, deep contentment, satisfaction, a feeling of okay. If it's not okay today, it'll be okay tomorrow or the day after. This power of contentment is a great resource for us today in a world of upheaval, chaos, uncertainties, and fears. Let's stay with this quality of contentment just for a second. Om Shanti.